才也是
好，今天我们的讲题是不公平的人生。
So today's top message is life just isn't fair.
也就是传道书第四章的信息。
Also, the words in Ecclesiastes chapter 4.
在过去一个星期，我们都谈到人生的虚空。
So in the last couple weekends, we've been talking about the meaninglessness of life.
所以所罗门王以他的智慧、他的财富和他的成就来证明，如果一个人没有神的话，他的生命是虚空的。
So King Solomon has used his wealth and his wisdom to prove that that life without God is meaningless.
所以从传道书第一章和第二章。
So from Ecclesiastes chapters 1 and 2,
所罗门王谈到一个人周围所看到的事情和所经历到的事情。
King Solomon talks about the things that he has seen around him.
所以当他进入第三章的时候，
So as he enters chapter 3,
所罗门王从另外一个角度来看人生的意义。
King Solomon looks at for the meaning of life from a different point of view.
传道书第三中第三章说，
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 says,
他说我们应当往上看。
It says that we should look upwards.
看到那位创造的主。
To see the God that has, Lord that has created.
而且看到这位主掌管一切所被创造的。
And see the all the things that this creator has looks after.
那么同时他也告诉我们我们要往内看。
At the same time, he tells us that we should also look within.
而且看到这位神把这个永恒安置在人的心里面。
And see that this God has placed eternity in the hearts of men.
最后他说我们应当往前看。
And finally, he says that we should look forward.
然后所罗门王说人是处于尘土的。Man come from the dust. 然后就归于尘土。
And will return to dust.
换句话说每一个人都会经历到死亡。
That is, everyone will meet death.
所以除了要往上看的话
So other than looking upward,
要往内看,
we need to look within,
要往前看,
and look forward.
在传道书第四章,
in Ecclesiastes chapter 4,
所罗门王再次邀请我们往我们周围来再看。
King Solomon invites us to look at, to again look at our surroundings.
所以所罗门王看到周围所发生的事情。
So King Solomon saw what was happening around him.
他感觉到很不公平。
He saw that there was much unfairness.
并且是虚空的。
And it was all meaningless.
所以当所罗门王开始谈论到在日光之下所发生的事情。
So as King Solomon talks about what is happening under the sun.
那么他的看法有一点就是好像错觉或者是哲理性的。
So what he saw was somewhat detached and philosophical.
所以当时他的结论就是虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
So he concludes that everything is meaningless.
那但是当所罗门王再次谈论到这个问题的时候，
So again as King Solomon discusses this.
然后他进入人情去观察。
He enters the emotions of man.
He went amongst the people and observed. 那么他发觉到人的生活不是那么简单。
He finds that man's life is not that easy.
那么当他观察到所处在的现实，
and he observes. What is reality?
那么所罗门王必须要经历一个很痛苦的现实。
King Solomon experiences a very painful reality.
比如说生与死的事情。
For example, birth and death.
时间跟永恒的事情。
Time and eternity.
然后最后的审判。
And finally, judgment.
那么从今天的经文就是《传道书》第四章。
So today's passage is from Ecclesiastes chapter 4.
那么所罗门王记载他在四个不同的地方所得来的观察。
King Solomon reports what he observes from.
所以在这些地方他所观察的，他都感觉到是很虚空的。
So in these places that King Solomon observes, he finds that it is all meaningless.
所以他的结论就是。
So his conclusion is.
我们不知道在某一天在什么时候有什么事情会临到我们。
We don't know at what time or at what day things will have come upon us.
就比如说在箴言书27章第1节这么告诉我们。
For example, in Proverbs chapter 27 verse 1.
我们也知道箴言书也是所罗门王写的。
We know that Proverbs is also written by King Solomon.
他说不要为明天自夸。因为一日要生何事，你尚且不能知道。
He says, "Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth."
所以所罗门王第一个观察第一个得来的观察是在法庭的地方。
So the first observation that King Solomon finds is in the court of law.
也就是今天的经文第四章第一节跟第二节。
That is in today's passage of chapter 4 verses 1 and 2.
所以他在这个地方看到所行的一切欺压，受欺压的人流泪，且无人安慰。欺压他们的是有势力，也无人安慰他们。
I saw the tears of the oppressed, and they have no comforter. Power was on the side of their oppressor, and they have no comforter.
所以我们看到这里有势力的人欺压那些无能为力的人。
So we see here that the people with power are oppressing those who do not.
那么以致使到这些被欺压的人，他们受到伤害。
And it causes that the oppressed to be hurt.
并且没有人去安慰他们。
And as a result, no one goes to comfort them.
所以当我们看到法庭失去它的功用的时候，
So when we see that the court does not carry out its function.
无形中那些无能为力的人就受到那些有势力的人欺压他们。
That those who have power use it to oppress the ones who do not.
很多时候，政治这两个字啊，是被看为是污秽的。
Many times, the word politics is seen as 污秽。
Dirty politics. 有人说，政治就是为个人的利益来去实行公家的事情。
Some people say that politics is for your personal advantage to implement public affairs.
那么当时以色列有一个很完整的法律系统。
At that time, Israel had a very complete system of law.
这个法律的系统是根据神所赐给他们的诫命和这个律法。
This system of law is was made by God.
但是这个法律的系统后来被败坏了。
But afterwards, this system was corrupted.
所以当摩西谈到施行审判的时候，
So as Moses. Was talking about giving penalties.
所以他警告那些施行审判的人要以忠诚和公正的方法来施行他们的审判。
He warns the judges that give out the penalties to be fair.
就比如说在利未记19章15节。
So for example in Leviticus chapter 19 verse 15.
他说你们施行审判不可 行不义，不可偏负穷人，也不可看重看有势力的人，只要按照公义审判你们的邻舍。
Do not pervert justice. Do not show partiality to the poor or favoritism to the great, but judge your neighbor fairly.
我们看到旧约圣经里面的先知。
We see the prophets of the Old Testament.
他们经常警告以色列的子民说，你们应当以公正的方法来施行你们的审判。
They often warn Israel that not to do injustice, especially for those who have power.
那么圣经里面告诉我们，所罗门王是一个有智慧的人。
The Bible tells us that King Solomon is a person who has much wisdom.
他不只是一个有智慧的人，他也是一个有公正的人。
He is not just someone who has wisdom, but he is also someone who is just.
但是所罗门王本身不能够保证每一个官长都是公正的。
But King Solomon cannot guarantee that every officer is just.
所以当所罗门王自己本身进入法庭的时候。
So as King Solomon himself enters the court.
那么他看到一些无辜的人被有势力的人欺压。
He sees that there are some innocent people who are being oppressed by those who have power.
那么这些被欺压的人，他们流泪。
These innocent, they cry.
没有人去安慰他。
But no one comforts them.
也没有人站起来去帮助他。
No one stands up to help them.
那么这些有势力的人，他们拥有这个滥用的权利来去欺压这些无能为力的人。
So these who have power, they use the corrupted power to oppress the helpless.
所以所罗门王在这个法庭的地方，他看到三件可悲的事情。
So King Solomon in these places sees three tragic incidents.
所以这些欺压的事情发生在一个施行公正的地方。
That this oppression and happened at some place where justice should be taking place.
那么他也发觉到这些被欺压的人，他们受到伤害。
He finds that these who are oppressed experience pain.
他也发觉到这些被欺压的人，没有人去安慰他们，也没有人去帮助他们。
And he sees that those who are oppressed.Have no one to help them, to comfort them.
所以当他看到这种情形的时候，
So when he sees this situation,
他感到很伤心。
He feels very sad.
所以在第二节他说，我赞叹那早已死的死人胜过那还活着的活人。
So in verse 2 he says, and I declare that the dead who are already died.Are happier than the living who are still alive.
所以他说，这些被欺压的人啊，死去更好，好过活着被别人欺压。
So he says that those who are dead are better than those who are alive and oppressed.
如果没有生下来的话，显然会更好。
That it is even better to have never been born.
因为不需要去经历这些不公正的事情和被人欺压的事情。
Because then you do not need to meet this kind of injustice or oppression.
为什么所罗门王不能够除去这些不公正的事情呢？
Why did King Solomon not get rid of this injustice?
况且他是一个王啊。
After all, he is the king.
所以当我想到所罗门王所讲的时候。
So when I think of what King Solomon has said,
我就想到我自己的国家马来西亚。
I think of my own country, Malaysia.
马来西亚是一个充满贪污的一个国家。
It is a country that is full of much strife.
那么当前任首相当现任的首相上来做首相的时候
，That is when the selected leaders become leaders.
他讲了一句话。
He said one thing.
他说：“现在我们要把这些贪污的事情全部除去。”
Now we need to get rid of all of this these corrupted things.
但是已经四年的时间。
But it has been 4 years.
那些贪污的事情还是存在。
the corruption is still around.
所以很可惜，连纣王的都不能够处理这个问题。
It is sad that even those who are a king cannot fix this problem.
所以有一阵子，所罗门王尝试去处理这个问题。
But once King Solomon tried,
但他所得来的其他的问题就是看到更多的贪污的事情。
But all that he saw what ended up with was more corruption.
所以这些欺压无能为力的人。
So those who that oppress those the oppressed.
而这些不公正的事情。
And these unjust things.
所以不只是发生在所罗门王的时代。
Does not just happen in the time of King Solomon.
今天也发生在现今的时代。
It also happens today.
如果我们张开眼睛看的话
If we open our eyes,
贪污的事情不公正的事情到处都有
Corruption and injustice is all around us
上个星期应该是两个星期前我提到一个世界上最富有的人
So 2 weeks ago I mentioned the world's most the world's wealthiest person
现在世界上最富有的人不是 Bill Gates
The world's wealthiest person today is not Bill Gates
是墨西哥人 Carlos Slim
It's a man from Mexico, Carlos Slim
他的财富多得有余
His wealth is very very great
我看到好像比 Bill Gates 多了很多
I think it's much bigger than Bill Gates
但是我们发觉到每一天的生活会墨西哥人超过一半的墨西哥人他们每一天的生活会只不过是五块钱每一个
We find that the half of all Mexicans live on have less than $5 a day to live on
所以我们看到这些不公正的事情到处都有
So we find that these unjust things happen all around us.
缅甸的诺贝尔得奖和平得奖者。
So there's a person from Myanmar who received the Nobel Prize.
就是昂山素季。
That is Aung San Suu Kyi.
在1990年的时候，他被人民选为国家，成为他们国家的领袖。
In 1990, she was elected as a president.
但是 Prime Minister， 但是这么多年来，他从来没有当过他们国家的领袖。
But she has in all these years, she has never actually been Prime Minister of her country.
反而被关在家里。
Instead, she was placed under house arrest.
已经是十多年前的事情。
It's already been more than 10 years.
今天她还在被关在家里。
Today, she is still locked up at home.
最近如果你看新闻的话。
Recently, if you look at the news.
缅甸成千上万的人出来游行反政府。
That in Myanmar, thousands and tens of thousands of people came to protest.
但是却是受到这个军人的政府的欺压。
But they were oppressed by the military government.
所以我们看到这些不公平、不公正的事情发生在世界很多的地方。
So we see that this unfair and just events happen in all parts of the world.
这个是所罗门王第一个的观察。
This is King Solomon's first observation.
那么第二个观察是在工厂的地方和经商的地方。
The second observation was in the workplace and in the marketplace.
那么他在这个地方，他看到四种人。
From here, he saw four kinds of people.
那么在这个地方，他看到人跟人之间那种竞争。
At this place, he saw the competition between people and people.
请看第四节跟第八节。
Please look at verse 4 and verse 8.
第四节上半段说：“我又见人为一切的劳碌和各样的灵巧工的工作，就被凌视嫉妒。”
And I saw that all labor and all achievement springs from man's envy of his neighbor.
然后我们看第八节。
And verse 8, there was a man all alone,
无恶无子无兄，竟劳碌不弃，眼目也不以钱财为主。
There was a man all alone. He had neither son nor brother. There was no end to his toil. Yet his eyes were not content with his wealth.
所以这两节经文让我们看到人与人之间那种嫉妒。
So we see from these two verses the envy that is amongst men.
而且对自己所拥有的感到不满。
And that we are dissatisfied with what we have.
所以人在生活里面拼命的竞争。
That people in life, we compete very hard.
希望比别人更好或者更多。
In the hope that we may be better than others or have more.
我们都知道圣经讲工作是神赐给人的。
We know that the Bible says that work is given by God for people to do.
所罗门王在圣言书也告诉我们要做一个勤劳的人。
King Solomon also tells us in the book of Proverbs to also be hardworking people.
所以在工作上做一个勤劳的人是圣经的教导是好的事情。
So at work to work hard is biblical and a good thing.
但是当所罗门王进入民间的时候。
But when King Solomon looks amongst the people,
所以他进入去观察到这些做工的人。
He sees and observes the people who are working.
他发觉到这些人都很勤劳，都围着生活来劳碌。
He finds that these people they toil and work very hard.
但是他发觉到他们的劳碌，他们灵巧的成就却被人嫉妒。
But he finds that these people's toil and achievement just brings envy from other people.
你是否有这样的经历？
Have you experienced this as well?
当你看到别人比你更好的时候，
When you see someone who is better than you,
你心里面就感到不安，而且嫉妒起来。
Your heart does not have peace, and you feel and the envy arises.
很多时候，当我们看到我们的同学。
Many times when we saw other see our fellow students,
或者是我们的同事
or maybe coworkers,
或者是我们的朋友
or maybe even friends,
所做的比我们更好
that they do things that are better than us,
我们就心里面感到嫉妒
our heart feels envy.
所以当所罗门王进入民间去观察的时候。
So as King Solomon enters the sees the people working.
他发觉到这些人正在劳碌。
He finds that these people are toiling.
不是为了把工作做好而使到别人得到好处。
Not so that they may do a good job and so that other people may have benefit.
而是特拼命的在竞争。
But that they are. Endlessly competing,
希望自己比别人更好。
And hopes that they may be better than the others.
我们活在一个充满竞争的社会里面。
We live in a very competitive society.
运动有运动的竞争。
Sports has its own competition.
做生意的有做生意的竞争。
Businesses have their own competition.
做学生的也有做学生的竞争。
Those who are students also compete.
甚至有时候教会与教会之间也有竞争。
Even sometimes churches compete with each other.
从人的角度来看，这些竞争是理所当然的。
From man's point of view, this competition is natural.
但是从圣经的角度来看，却是那个圣经的教导的话，却是相反的。
But it is opposite of what the Bible teaches.
腓立比书第二章第三节。下半段第到第四节这么说。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 3b to 4。
这里讲只要存着谦卑，看个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
But in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests but also to the interests of others.
所以当所罗门王进入人群的时候，他看到人那种劳碌，他们的成就被人嫉妒。
So when King Solomon looks amongst the people, he sees what is not just its
而且这些人的劳碌是因为对自己所拥有的而且感到不满。
But he also sees that the toil that they do and that they are not satisfied with what they have.
所以所罗门王在这个工厂上和经商的地方，他看到很多很勤劳的人。
So in the, this place of work, he sees that there are many hard workers. But he also sees people who are lazy.
第五节他说一味的人抱着手刺自己的肉。
In verse 5, it says, the fool folds his hands and ruins himself.
所以在这个地方所罗门王看到两个极端。
So in this place, King Solomon sees two extremes.
一个是很勤劳的人，一个是那些勤劳的人在竞争。
One is the hard workers and the competition brought by the hard work.
另外是懒惰的人完全没有竞争。
And then there are the lazy people who have no competition.
所以当所罗门王看到这个懒惰的人，他心里面感到很不高兴。
So when King Solomon sees these lazy people, he was not happy.
他也不同情这些人。
He also did not have sympathy for them.
因为在箴言书十九章十五节他写。
Because in Proverbs chapter 19, verse 15,
他说懒惰使人沉睡，解胎的人必受饥饿。
Laziness brings on deep sleep, and the shiftless man goes hungry.
我曾经有一个故事。
So, once there was a story.
我知道你们喜欢听故事。
I know you like to listen to stories.
我们谈到一个富有的工业家。
It talked about a very, industrious industrialist.
那么他看到一个渔夫在那边懒懒散散的坐在他的渔船旁边。
The industrialist saw a fisherman who was just sitting next to his boat.
那么这位工业家他心里面感到很不高兴。
This industrialist in his heart, he was not happy.
所以他就对这位渔夫说。
So he tells the fisherman,
他说你为什么不出海去捕鱼?
Why don't you go out to sea to fish?
那么这位渔夫就告诉他,
So the fisherman tells him,
他说今天我已经捕够了鱼啊。
Today I have already fished enough fish.
那位工业家就对他说,
So the industrialist tells him,
他说你为什么不捕多一点?
Why don't you fish some more?
渔夫就回答说,
So the fisherman says,
要这么多的鱼干嘛?
What am I going to do with all of this fish?
因为那工业家就觉得有点不耐烦。
So the industrialist was starting to become impatient.
他就对他说,
And so he says to him,
他说你可以赚更多的钱啊。
You can earn more money.
买更大的船。
Buy a larger boat.
然后到更深的海去捕更多的鱼。
Go to deeper waters to fish more fish.
赚更多的钱。
And earn more money.
像我这样多钱。
Like me.
那渔夫就问。
So the fisherman asks.
要这么多钱要来做什么?
What am I going to do with all of this money?
那工业家就回答说。
The industrialist says,
他说你可以退休享受人生嘛。
You can retire and enjoy life.
渔夫就对他说。
The fisherman says to him.
他说我现在就享受人生了。
I am already enjoying life.
从这个故事里面我们看到两个极端。
From this story we can see two extremes.
那个工业家的勤劳是出于那种物质的追求。
The industrialist's hard work is a motivated by the pursuit of material things.
那位渔夫的懒惰是带来那种落后的生活。
And the fisherman's laziness brings on a destitute life.
那新圣经经常告诉我们要做个勤劳的人。
The Bible tells us to be a hardworking person.
特别是在箴言书里面，你可以看到圣经经常讲到要做个勤劳的人。
Especially in the book of Proverbs.
但是圣经也告诉我们，做个勤劳的人不是为了自己。
But the Bible also tells us that doing hard work is not for yourself.
而是为了神的荣耀。
But it's for the glory of God.
我在这里不是强调要成为一个工作狂。
I'm not advocating that you should become a workaholic.
因为工作狂也不是圣经的教导。
Because workaholics is not a biblical teaching.
然后在第三种人是在第六节。
A third kind of person is found in verse 6.
他说满了一把得享安静，强如满了两把劳碌苦空。
Better one handful with tranquility than two handfuls with toil and chasing after the wind.
那么这个人的生命是一个平衡的生命。
This is a person with balance in his life.
他勤劳的工作。
He works hard.
但他也会找时间来休闲。
But he also finds time to rest.
他的勤劳不是为了竞争。
His hard work is not for competition.
他也没有过一个懒惰的生活。
But he is also, he also does not live a lazy life.
然后最后，所罗门王看到一个独居的一个人。
Finally, King Solomon sees a person who is solitary.
并且是一个很勤劳的人。
He is a person who works very hard.
所以他就去问这个人。
So he asks him.
所罗门发现到这个人没有亲人。
King Solomon finds that this man has no relatives.
朋友也很少。
He also has very few friends.
但是很富有。
But he is very wealthy.
他的生活很忙碌。
His life is very busy.
也没有时间去享受他所赚取的。
He has no time to enjoy what he has earned.
当他离开这个世界的时候，也没有人去继承他的财产。
When he leaves this life, there will be no one to inherit his estate.
所以所罗门王讲，这也是虚空的。
King Solomon says this is meaningless.
那么第三个观察。
So third observation.
所以第三个观察是从人生的道路得来的。
So the third observation is from the highway of life.
所以在第九节说，所罗门王说，两个人总比一个人好，因为二人劳碌同得美好的果效。
Verse 9 says, two are better than one because they have a good return for their work.
所以所罗门王看到这个孤独的人。
So King Solomon sees those who are solitary.
这个人没有亲人。
This man has no relatives.
这个人也没有朋友。
He has no friends.
然后他讲，两个人总比一个人好。
And he says that two people are better than one.
所以在当时那个巴勒斯坦地带的那种地形。
So at that time the geology around Palestine.
那个地形都是高又高又下不平坦的。
The land formations were very bumpy. They went up and down and were uneven.
而且路上都很多那些石头。
And the roads had many rocks.
这些路就好像我想看到就好像骂门前那个小山那些小路一样。
I imagine that these roads are like the trails next to Mark and Amy's house.
小小的那些路，你去 hiking 的话，你就看到哦，又上又下，小小的路，路上很多石头。
Small roads, a small trail that go up and down, and have lots of rocks.
如果你自己一个人去 hiking 的话
，If you go hiking by yourself,
你会感觉到很孤单。
You will feel very lonely.
有时候感觉到不是很安全。
Sometimes maybe even unsafe.
如果有多几个人一起去的话
，If you will go with a few more people,
情况就不一样。
The situation will be different.
是不是你们去 hiking 是通常都是找几个人来去一起
？Is it
还是自己一个人去？吴教练。
So Mr. Wu says that when he goes hiking, he usually goes with at least two people.
所以圣经讲两个人比一个人好。
So the Bible says that two are better than one.
而在加州这个 University of Berkeley 的一位教授叫做 Leonard Sim.
At the University of Berkeley, there's a professor called Leonard Sim.
所以他指明说，他说社交的生活和这个死亡力或者生命力之间那种关系的重要性。
He studied the correlation between social and ties of support and mortality and disease rates.
他说平均啊，日本人的寿命是世界上最长的。
He finds that on average the life span of the Japanese is the longest in the world.
主要的原因。
The main reason.
是因为他们的社会、他们的文化和他们人与人之间那种健全的那种架构。
Is because of their society and culture and the relationship that is there in the people.
在日本很少人是过一个独居的生活。
In Japan, very, very few people have a lonely life.
所以这位教授相信日本人有那种密切、那种社交、那种生活的关系。
So the professor believes that the Japanese they have a very close and structured life.
那么使到他们有健康的身体，使到他们有更长的寿命。
And it brings about a more healthy body and longer life.
那么反过来说，他也指明啊。
On the other hand, he points out.
他说那些独居的人，那些孤独的人。
That those who are lonely.
他们的生命比较短。
Their life is a little bit shorter.
而且他们会经常比较多病。
And they are sick more often.
那么最近秀清姐妹有分享一个报告。
Recently, Sister Shou Qing shared a report with me.
我这个报告是一位医生跟心理学家，这位 Dr. Helen Cornick 他所写的。
This paper is from a Dr. Cornick. He's a
doctor and he's a psychologist. 那么他说经常来参加教会的人。
He says that those who come often to church,
他们的寿命比没有来参加教会的人的寿命来的长。
Their lifespan is longer than those who are longer than those who do not attend church.
所以我给你一个很大的鼓励。
So I give you a great encouragement.
经常来参加教会。
That if you come to church often, you will live longer than those who do not.
可见传道书里面四章九节说得好，两个人比一个人好。
Yes, just like in Proverbs 4 verse 9, two are better than one.
那么圣经不只是强调两个人比一个人好。
The Bible not only emphasizes that two are better than one.
圣经也讲到我们应该以爱心去服侍别人。
The Bible also emphasizes that we need to serve one another with love.
我们也当爱人如己。
We need to love your neighbor as yourself.
我们也应当赦免别人的过犯。
And we need to forgive those who have wronged us.
这些生活将会影响到我们身体的健康。
This kind of life affects our health.
而提升我们的寿命。
And increases our lifespan.
如果你想象的话，一个人经常发怒的话。
If you think about the person who gets angry very often.
我想他的寿命会比较短一点。
I imagine that he will live a little bit shorter.
所以所罗门王第四个观察是在王宫里面。
So King Solomon's fourth observation is from his palace.
就是在四章十三节到十六节他所讲的那种观察。
This is found in verses 13 to verse 16.
所以在这里他发现到两个真理。
He finds in here two truths.
第一个真理就是讲到政治的不稳定。
First is the instability of political power.
第二个真理就是讲到这些政治的名声的改变。
The other one is the fickleness of popularity.
那么这段经文告诉我们一个故事。
So these verses tell us a story.
他说这位王曾经听他的顾问。
It tells us that this king once listened to his advisors.
而以他的智慧来管理国家的事情。
And used his wisdom to rule the kingdom.
但当他年老的时候。
But when he became old.
他却不听他们的劝告。
He did not listen to their advice.
政治是不稳定的。
Popularity is very fickle.
political stability 不是is unstable 然后这个政治的名声也会转变的
and popularity is fickle
在九一一发生之后
after September 11th
美国的总统 Bush 总统他的名声达到最高峰
the American President Bush reached his all time high popularity rating
但是过去的几年 Bush 的政治名声已经下到谷底
but over the last few years, President Bush's popularity has reached record lows. So King Solomon tells us that man's life is meaningless. He says all we need to do is look at our surroundings.
他的只要我们进去这些不同的地方去观察
All we need to do is to go into these different places to observe
我们发觉到人生是虚空的
We find that life is meaningless
但是所罗门王告诉我们的他在第三章告诉我们
But in chapter 3 King Solomon tells us
他说我们应当往上看
We have to look up
我们看到那位创造者
To see the creator
而且这位创造者掌管所被创造的东西
that this creator looks after all that is created
他也告诉我们要往内看
he tells us to look inward
看到神把这个永恒安置在人的心里面
to see that God has placed eternity in the hearts of men
然后他也告诉我们要往前看
he tells us to also look forward
因为每一个人都要面对将来的死亡
because everyone will face death one day
如果你生命没有神的话
If your life does not have God
我邀请你考虑这个问题
I invite you to consider this question
因为圣经里面讲到神爱世人
Because the Bible says that God loves the world
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们
That he gave his only son to them
叫一切信他的不至灭亡反而有生
Who do not believe in that all who believe in him may have eternal life.
我在我还没有信耶稣之前
before I came to believe in Jesus,
before I become a believer, 我就好像所罗门王在传道书里面讲的
I was like King Solomon as he writes in Ecclesiastes.
我就是围着生活来劳碌
I was working hard in life.
我围着这些物质的东西来追求。
I was chasing after these material things.
因为那个时候我没有神。
Because at that time I did not have God.
我的生命那个时候是虚空的。
My life was meaningless.
但是后来我认识了这位神。
But then I came to know this God.
我接受耶稣基督成为我个人的救主。
I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal savior.
我今天的生命充满了意义。
Today, my life is full of meaning.
不再是虚空的。
It's no longer meaningless.
所以今天你坐在这里，如果你还没有这位神的话
，So as you sit here today, if you do not have this God,
我邀请你考虑这个问题。
I invite you to consider this problem.
邀请这位神进入你的生命里面。
To ask this God to enter into your heart.
让我们同心低头祷
告。Let us pray with unity.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你的恩典。
Father, we thank you very much for you. We thank you, and we thank you for your grace.
感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Thank you very much for the words you have given us today.
也求主你进入那些不认识神的人的心中。
And please enter into the hearts of those who do not know you.
让他们也有机会得到这个人生的意义。
That they may have an opportunity to receive the meaning of life.
生命不再是虚空的。
That their life will no longer be in vain.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
These in Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.